Hello and welcome to the October 2020 update of Alter Aeon. I am Shadowfax, and I approve this message. On behalf of the staff of Alter Aeon, I wish you all a safe and happy harvest season. It is now my pleasure to announce the dates of our annual Halloween Havoc event. This year's Halloween Havoc will begin Friday, October 30th, and will end sometime on Tuesday, November 3rd. We have a little bit of everything planned for this year, with activities for players of all levels. There will be teleporting monsters, pumpkin cannons, and monster PK arena battles. The Witch bonus class will return this year. We will be having several level limited Havoc Wars on October 31st, and we'll be holding a few costume contests on November 1st. This year's event may prove to be the most spectacular one yet. We would expect no less than the best from the organizer of the event, Morpheus. Drock has a couple surprises in store for the October event as well. Last month, we had new forged jewelry added to the game, suggested by the player Taurus, the Chainlink Belt, and the Medallion Belt. Preleg for Flourish was lowered slightly, so it is more effective at triggering combos. Mire terrain will now yield more minerals, since they are usually pretty shallow. We added a new brewing group affinity, Torment. This includes mostly unusual curses, like Fairy Fire, Noxious Cloud, Censure Demon, Jinx, etc. The mage spell Frostflower was added to the Ice Brewing Group. Lots of improvements were made to Thirsty Thursday, such as adding two more Thirsty Thursday challenges, including one that changes depending on the season. Your Thirsty Thursday challenge will now show with the event command, as well as Show Drunk. Show Drunk will also give hints for certain room-based challenges. Thirsty Thursday events will now patiently wait until you are no longer in battle before completing, in cases where you may have done something crazy, like throw milk at a guard. September saw a new stable release of MushZ. Further updates were made to the Short ID plugin. A new command was added to quickly toggle common custom volume paths. Type VOL, V-O-L, presets, to see what is available, and VOL preset and the name of the path to toggle. New room sounds that play when you enter or look in a certain room were added, as well as new sounds for putting items on tables and locking doors and containers. Along with various other bug fixes, new PK Arena music was added. Regarding the future, Drock has made a lot of progress on auto-generated content, but still has to finish it and then spend a lot of time building the base content for it to use. Drock will be introducing a new minor mechanic for next month's Thanksgiving event. Both Drock and Morpheus are planning on a big release of areas with the implementation of the level cap increase to 39 after the big holiday events are over. I finished working on block command improvements, but there are still some underpinnings of both the block and ignore game functions that Denton and I need to address further. Next, I'm going to work on some updates for God Restores and then account support for player shops. After reminding the audience of how old my son was in the previous update, it was brought to my attention that I have been producing these updates for over 5 years now. Sure enough, I looked back and found the first one was spring of 2015, not long after Littlefax was born. Allow me to take this opportunity to tell you that it has been a privilege to keep you informed of Alter Aeon's updates for all these years, and I look forward to serving in this capacity for many years to come. Thank you for your support.